What's up, my friend? It's ADHD coach Catherine, and this week on ADHD Powerful Possibilities, we are going to talk about how you can structure your life and your business and all the pieces that you need to do that. Stick with me. You are going to come away from this episode with a list of things that you may have been missing so far. Can you imagine how it would feel to wake up every morning with a clear plan, feeling excited, in control of the day ahead, and knowing that whatever you do today is going to take you a step closer to your big, juicy vision? If you have ADHD, that might sound impossible, right? And I know that for lots of people, especially late diagnosed business owners, it can feel like you are on one of those gerbil wheels or in one of those clear plastic hamster balls, and you're just running around and bouncing off of things left and right, and you're still stuck inside the clear plastic ball. It might sound impossible, but honestly, it's not. You can make your ADHD challenges shrivel up like the Wicked Witch of the West with a big old glass of water, with just the right information, the right self-compassion, and of course, the right support. Today, we're going to look at how ADHD entrepreneurs, business owners, creative practitioners, and frankly, really busy people at home, because I think running a house and a family is as demanding as running a business, can learn to defeat procrastination, stay focused, and build a business that fits your brain like a glove. You don't want to miss these strategies, so stick around and I will give you a rundown of what you can do to build your own wonderful rising business. I want to give a warm welcome to everybody's discovering the podcast for the first time, but I especially want to say thank you to the people who have emailed me. I know who you are. I've read your emails. I have replied, or I am about to reply. And honestly, it makes doing the podcast so worthwhile, because I know that it's helpful to people. If you have a particular topic you want me to cover and I haven't talked about it for a while or not at all, just drop me a note through the show notes. There's a contact email there or on my website. And I also want to thank Manexia Stewart of Hey Manexia, who is the most phenomenal brain I've ever met, for giving me some really great advice on reorganizing the website. So if it's looking a bit different, that's thanks to Manexia. Let's get straight into it. First of all, I want to say this is for people who are ready for growth, people who are ready to move forward. If you are deep in burnout and exhausted, this podcast may be another demand that you cannot even imagine engaging with. I will do an episode for people who are burnt out. I also have one in the past, which I will include a link to in the show notes and on my social media, because what I've recognized is that a lot of you are too burnt out for this stage. Many of you are not, though, and you are keen, eager beavers, ready to make progress and design a business that works for you instead of grinding you into the dirt. Having tried to run a business both ways, I can tell you 100% that this is the way you need to be thinking about your long-term business plan. Let's zip back 30 years now. When I was in my 20s, I had my first major burnout and I decided I wanted to try a different way of working. I have tried at least 4 or 5 different businesses, including making children's clothes, custom Victorian corsets, wedding dresses, stained glass design, website design, admin support, you name it, I have tried it, been there, done that. The thing that makes coaching and my other work of painting long lasting is that I have found a way to work that suits my brain. And I'm going to explain how you can do that starting now. Lots of you are going to be in a position where you are trying to make a business work and you are struggling. Each day you are procrastinating, you are experiencing overwhelm, you are constantly attracted to shiny objects, shiny platforms, and you are listening to productivity advice from people who do not have your brain and who do not have your wonderfully complicated, busy, rich lives. You could be ending each day thinking, oh, what happened there? No further forward to your business goals, to your life vision. And you're thinking, well, I can't even do basic things. So why am I continuing to try? And if you continue to do that, you will end up in burnout, because it's like trying to get a supermarket trolley up from a flat road onto a pavement and you're just bashing it against the curb. Stop bashing your shopping trolley against the curb. Let's restructure how you think about creating your business. First of all, I want to tell you briefly about two of my previous clients. I'm going to change their names and some of the details. Let's think about Monica. Monica is a disabled business owner who was working part-time raising a neurodivergent family, and she was working part-time in an office, but she'd set up an amazing business strategy company. And instead of thinking, this is amazing, I feel so liberated, she actually ended up feeling exhausted. She thought, this is terrible, this is meant to bring me more freedom. When we started working together, she did not entirely believe that what I was suggesting to her was going to work. But after 6 months, she had managed to save five figures and had clients on a waiting list. She is booked out a year ahead. And the difference is that she's now working in a way that suits her brain. And then clients pick up on that and recognize somebody who is, for want of a better word, in alignment, and they want more of that. So that's Monica. She is doing amazingly. Then I'm going to tell you about Phoebe. Phoebe is a tech genius. There's literally nothing she cannot learn to do. But when we began working together, she was pretty close to burnout again. She wasn't there yet, so she still could make changes. But she didn't understand what she was doing wrong. She had a color-blocked diary. She was working in short blocks throughout the day so she didn't get bored. And yet she was also trying to bring up her family and really starting to buckle. Now, that would be a disaster for her in terms of her self-belief, but also in her family. She needed to bring in some money. Most importantly, she had lost herself. She no longer really knew what gave her joy. So the first thing that we had to work on was what gives you joy, what lights your brain up, and then giving yourself permission to work in a different way that doesn't involve color blocking. The first thing you need to do is understand that your ADHD is unique. Yes, there are common traits that we all have, and everyone will experience them to a greater or lesser degree, and it can change as you go through life, as you go through a hormonal cycle, whether you're having regular periods or you're in menopause. Your ADHD is unique because you are unique. You're a human being who has a different brain, and you need to understand your character strengths as well as your executive functions, which ones are the most difficult for you, and then you need to put that together with your processing preferred modalities. Everybody can use different ways to learn. Get very clear on what your brain map is like, and then look at your plan, look at your day. Are you using those strengths? Are you demanding that you use visual calendar when actually you prefer spreadsheets? But be critical. Make a critical assessment of how you're trying to do things. Is there a demand or a stress there that is already causing a problem? Especially think about how you're emotionally regulating, because executive functions includes emotional regulation. If you are regularly stressed, that is going to impact how much of the other executive functions you're able to access. If you're stressed about deadlines, you're stressed about money, that's going to affect how you can actually focus. So one of the important things you need to access is an emotional regulation tool that works for you. I've talked about this at length. Journaling, self-compassion, mindfulness, exercise, get sweaty, get out there, get in the garden, whatever works for you. Emotional regulation comes before everything else. The second thing you need to think about is, what strategies are you using? Are you using neurotypical productivity strategies such as time blocking and chunking things down into smaller steps, but not in a way that works for you? Are you trying to spread things out? Assess what strategies and tools you're using in light of the information you now have about your executive functions, processing, and of course your strengths. Those have to come really high up in how you work every day. I've mentioned it before, I have an ebook that explains how you can get stuff done and stop procrastinating. I'll include a link in the show notes. But it's really important that you personalize these tools. There's no cookie cutter system that is going to work perfectly for you. And once you've got your unique brain understanding together, you're working that properly, you're accepting it, giving yourself permission to meet those executive function needs instead of feeling bad about it or thinking, oh, I should be doing it this way. Once you're doing that, you step into the final stage, which is what I call the flourish, where you are adding things like sparkling tools. Sparkling tools are things that allow you to switch up your routine quickly, that allow you to revitalize a routine or a habit that's got boring or that you're not working with anymore because you don't see it. But you need to not just maintain the changes, you need to anticipate and accept that you want to refresh things regularly. And all of it has to be aligned with your values and your long-term vision. What are your values? Well, we have personal values and then we have business values. And if you're not clear on both of them, it can get muddy very quickly and you could end up designing a business that does not suit you in the long run. For example, here are my business values. Just three of them for now. One. I believe in simple data. Honesty. I do not believe in adding disinformation about ADHD. I don't do woo unless there is good data and research to support it. And there is for some things. I don't talk down to people because I believe that the clients I work with are whole, resourceful, creative and capable. And your presentation of ADHD is different to everybody else's. Two. My second value is the power of possibility. I believe that the thing that holds us back are our beliefs, our belief in what is possible, what's impossible, and I want to make space for other human beings to experience the power of standing in possibility. And I do that through coaching, communication, and love, because what we need is to challenge the social norms that focus on measurement, scarcity, competition, and rules that don't suit our brains. Three. I also believe, this is my last value for now, that variety, flow, and change are essential for us as human beings and especially for people with ADHD. I believe that you will change quickly and change slowly depending on your season, your stage, and your needs. And when we push against that, we end up in burnout. I believe that your business should work and support you and your brain rather than us challenging our values and compromising our well-being to fit an idea that isn't for us. And I believe that neurodivergence is not a fixed thing, but it is a whole of life experience. It affects our energy, our work, our love, our play, all of these things. And we need to make that the essential core of our business and our lives instead of making them inconveniences that we work around and ignore. So what are the practical tips that you can take away today and start to implement whether you're in business and not happy, wanting to start a business, or you're just thinking about it? Number one, use what works for you. Quite often I hear people thinking there are ways that they should work, things they should do, or that the things they need are not acceptable. Here's the thing. Everything is invented. Everything around you, all of our ideas are invented. There's nothing actually guaranteed, apart from taxes, death, and money. If you don't want to meet clients after 6 o'clock, you don't work with clients after 6 o'clock. If you only want to work 3 days a week, you set those 3 days a week. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And if you have ADHD, that's exceptionally important because when you force yourself to do things you don't want to do, your habenula, the motivation, the dopamine is going to disappear. So work in a way that works for you and let go of the shoulds and expectations of other people. Make it up and enjoy making it up. The second is to think about what are your goals. If you're trying to replace a full-time permanent income, is that income actually essential? Would it be nice to have a bit more? And then dream about how you're going to get there. What would it feel like to reach your new goal? Is it to have 100 articles published? Think about what your goals are and then add in some flexibility and a bit of possibility. There are different ways to do that, but you need to have that big vision first before you start to add in things like productivity and anti-procrastination and all of that stuff. Think about what you would like to do and how you want to work. And then everything else you can fit around it. The third essential, fun and creativity. Many people I've spoken to are burnt out because they stopped having fun or they haven't given themselves permission to have fun. It's not just an optional extra. You need some fun or creativity every day. What you find fun will look different from somebody else's. And you all know I'm pretty old-fashioned. I like knitting, gardening, dogs. I also like trashy novels, that kind of thing. That is fun and it's achievable for me pretty much every day. And if I don't have enough of it, I start to procrastinate. So that could be something that is holding you back. And you need to give yourself permission to have fun, creativity every day. The next thing is to think about routines in a different way. Quite often we feel like routines are boring, routines are dull, routines are hard. All of these words create a value in your head. Routines are simply patterns of behaviour or actions that are repeated and they are convenient. They reduce the cognitive load, they reduce the task switching. And both of those things allow you to feel more energised, more competent, and to have space to do the fun and creative things. So think of routines as your friend. Adapt them to work for you. Build flexibility in. It's essential. You need to be able to adapt. Not just because life happens and life's all over your routine when you're least expecting it. We need that flexibility because we're humans. The great Jimmy Reed once said, the rat race isn't for us because we're not rats, we're humans. And you are not a robot. You're not going to have the same energy or focus every day because you're human. And quite often, I feel like we have exceptional expectations because we feel like we're somehow less to begin with. But you're not. You're a human, not a machine. Things will vary. Make sure that there's room for flexibility. Nothing is going to stay the same forever. And you want to freshen things up. So anticipate that and accept it when it happens. Finally, think about your environment. Look for people who are on a similar path to you. They don't have to be in the same type of job. Look for people with the same values. Are they inspired by growth? Do they enjoy the idea of possibility? Do they understand the value of coaching, flexibility, whatever it is? Look for a community that lifts you up and not one where it's just a misery competition. Now, that doesn't mean you don't get to share the challenges as well as the wins and the fun. But generally, I find people with ADHD are more receptive to other people's pain because we're empathetic. Not everyone, that's a massive generalisation. But the people that I've met tend to pick up and identify with other people's pain. And we feel like we should be able to fix it. Often, that's been our role, is to fix things for other people. And the hardest thing about being a grown-up is accepting we can't fix everything. What we can do is offer space. We can hear people, we can let them know that they are loved, they are more than the current problem that they find themselves in, and that this will pass. That is the kind of community and group that you want to be looking for, especially when you're building a business that is going to look different, and you don't want people who are going to nitpick and criticise. Obviously, I'm an ADHD coach, so I'm biased, and I think that coaching is incredibly valuable if you want to work with a coach. I might have one space left for a one-to-one client right now, but I'm focusing on my new group program over the summer, and I want to make space for my own fun. Because if I'm not looking after myself and looking after all of these essential things, I'm not going to do a good job as a coach. Look for coaches who are living the life that they're talking to you about. Look for coaches with a growth mindset who focus on your strengths and aren't just all about teaching you hacks and tips and strategies. That's education. It's not coaching. But remember, you're not alone. You're a human being in a world full of human beings. And if you haven't found your people yet, they are out there. And just holding that intention lightly could mean that you are closer to them than you imagine. I'm going to wrap up this super short episode because I am about to launch the ADHD Rising Group Program. It is a 90-day program where I go through all of these foundations in detail. I share all the information that I know helps clients. You get to use what works for you. You get my support to adapt it. And over the course of 90 days, you get a coaching call with me once a month. You get weekly office hours where we do co-working together, weekly group coaching, as well as access to all the information in video, audio, and text formats. If you would like to know more about it, you can have a look at my website and you can book a call with me to discuss and see if you are the right fit. I want this to be the kind of place where people come in, relax, and then grow, because it's all about rising and growing, moving forward. If you want to know more, have a look at the show notes, check my website, group coaching, and let's talk if it's the right fit for you. If not, don't worry. I'm going to be back next week with another podcast, and I will be sharing useful information as well as insights and strategies that you can use every single day, whether we work together or not. Get in touch and let me know what you are taking away from today. Is there a piece of the puzzle that you haven't addressed before? Or is there something new that you hadn't really thought about in connection with your ADHD? This is ADHD Coach Catherine of Lightbulb ADHD, and I can't wait to see you next week. Take care.